want to start with a taste test. I need a volunteer. Okay, you can all take one. Take the white one first. I don't want to leave anybody out. All right, now take the blue one. Are you tasting any difference? What's the difference? What? It's salty. Anybody else want to try? Take a blue one and a white one, and then tell me which one tastes better. So at our house, we have started using HelloFresh a couple times a week. I don't know if any of you, HelloFresh, the food that comes to your house and comes with a great recipe card, and our food suddenly is tasting so much better than when I was cooking it myself. Not because I'm a bad cook, because I do cook a decent meal. But HelloFresh, with every ingredient you add, says salt liberally. And suddenly all my food tastes better. Which chip tastes better? Which chip? Yes? The blue one. The blue one? The blue one. Here, you guys can have the rest of these. The blue one, why? Because it's salty. The blue one tastes better because it's salty, because salt enhances the taste of the food we eat. Now, I know that sometimes the doctor ruins it for us and asks us to eat less salt, but for those people who are on a low-salt diet, I bet you miss it. Because I, just this year, have realized how important it is when it enhances your food. Salt has been used to flavor or enhance food since the beginning of recorded history. It's used for other things, too, like food preservation and slippery sidewalks. But in the passage this morning, I'm pretty sure Jesus is focused on the tastiness of salt, because he says when it loses its taste, it's worthless. He calls us to be salt of the earth. How do we, who are followers of Jesus, enhance the flavor of the earth? Did it ever occur to you that God does not intend our world to be dull and boring? That he doesn't intend our lives to be dull and boring? That God's intention for this life is not just to get through it? God created us each, all different. Different likes and dislikes, different colors and cultures, different value systems, different abilities and different identities. When we celebrate our differences, when we learn about other cultures, about their music and their food, their faith practices, our own world becomes so much more interesting because we've added to our life the experiences that we've experienced through other people. Our life becomes spicier. When people travel, they get to experience different cultures, not just in other countries, which is, of course, amazing, and if you're able to do it, travel. But even just in different places that aren't so far away. When the youth go on a mission trip to the Appalachian Mountains, it's a new world for them down there. There's bluegrass music that they actually have a concert for us at the Henderson Settlement. And, of course, we drink Ale 8, which somebody introduced us to, and you can't get here in Michigan. You can get it in southern Ohio and in Kentucky because it's a different world. Things are different. If you travel to Amish country in Ohio, it's different food and different culture. Just by going to some places in Detroit, there's an opportunity for us to expand our understanding of others. And even right here in this community, we are blessed with diverse cultures and diverse community of faith, diverse ethnicities and lifestyles to celebrate. Part of what enhances our world is the uniqueness of people. When we open ourselves up to other people, different than us, we open ourselves up to experiencing a world in a new and interesting way. People are like salt in our lives. They enhance our lives and make it more colorful. One of the things I recommend is that when you get a chance to travel, take it. Young people, confirmands, my youth, when you get the opportunity to study abroad, do not say no. Go and experience the world. Become acquainted with the world because it offers us a better perspective on life in general when we know other things in the world. Travel. Salt allows us to make our food taste better. It makes it come alive. It makes come alive what would otherwise seem tasteless and bland. Maybe that's what was wrong with my cooking. Being salt in the world means making the world a better and making it more interesting place. We can be salt when we mentor our youth in our church or when we mentor children in the local schools. We can be salt when we use our talents and our gifts to help people connect to God and Christ. When we sing in the choir, you're all salt for our worship service. When we have new friends over for a meal, friends that we don't always meet with, when we connect with people in the community and allow them to see the love of God in us, we are salt when we are joy-giving and inspiring to others. When I think of people who help spice up the world, some of the people I think of are artists and performers and musicians and dancers. It would be possible to live with all these people, but how boring would our life be if we didn't have Yolan with her doctorate of piano performance in our world, or if we didn't have vocal choir to sing, or young people to dance, those people who participate in plays. All of that makes our world a much livelier and better place. When they use these gifts to connect people to God, they are truly responding to Jesus' direction to be salt of the earth. Jesus continues, and I imagine he continued with barely taking a breath, because this statement is so closely related. He continues saying, "You are the light of the world, and that light should not be hidden. Don't hide it under a bushel." Which, of course, makes us all start singing in our head, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine." Light is welcome. It's welcome when we've been in the dark for a while, we turn on the light. It enables us to see things and is the kind of energy that gives things color and helps vegetation to grow. So what does it mean to be light of the world? To brighten up a world where there is literally and figuratively much darkness. How do we let our light, God's light, shine? Light was a very valuable resource in Jesus' day. There was no walking into a room and flicking on the light switch. So when Jesus talks about lighting a lamp and putting it under a bushel, they know that this would be a waste of valuable light. You are valuable light. Jesus does not want us to hide. But some of us have bushel baskets in our life and hide our light. Or maybe we all have bushel baskets on our light, just depends on what the basket is, and we need to pay attention to make sure that our light isn't hidden. These baskets come in many different names: busyness, the need for perfection, self-absorption, depression, anxiety, feelings of inferiority, or fear. These can hold us back from being the best we can be, keep our light from shining. This is really important. It's important for each of us to see in our own lives, but also important for us who are parents and employers and mentors of young people, when we push perfection on our youth, when they believe failure is not an option, it becomes really hard to take big risks, to try something new. But failing or not being perfect is the only way that we grow. When we learn to laugh at ourselves and forgive ourselves, we lift off some of the baskets that are hiding our light. It's hard to be a light of the world when we're struggling in the darkness of anxiety and depression. It's hard to be light in the world when we're so busy that we don't have time to be with people. We need to be able to meet people, to encourage our friends, to show the love of God with others. Being the light of the world is reflecting God's light, so that all people can know God through us. As followers of Christ, we are light when we engage others in the world, enabling diversity, when we build and repair relationships and help others find their light. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross once said, "People are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out," and the sun is out today and our windows are sparkling and shining. "They sparkle and shine when the sun is out, but darkness sets in. Their true beauty is revealed only if there is light from within." I love stories about World War II that show the best of people, people who have provided for those in need or brought light into a very dark world. So here's my story this morning. There's a small French mountain village called La Chambon. Everyone in the village went to the same small Christian church. When the Second World War broke out, Jewish families began to arrive in the train station at the village, trying to escape the Nazi death camps. It was, of course, illegal to keep these refugees, but the people of this small village defied the law. They took Jewish families into their homes, fed and clothed them, helped them obtain new documentation, and smuggled them across the border into Switzerland. It is said that in the years from 1940 to 1943, there was not a wine cellar, an attic, or a hayloft in the village that had not sheltered a Jewish child. There was never a report that any refugee had been turned away or betrayed to the authorities by the citizens of the village. During the course of the war, it is estimated that the village saved lives of 5,000 Jewish people. After the war, the pastor of this small church was interviewed and was asked, "What motivated the heroic courage of this community to risk their lives and property for people they did not even know?" The pastor responded that they were not trying to be heroes. They were simply trying to be Christians. "This is what it means to be salt of the earth," he said, "light of the world, to believe in the love of God and the call to justice, that we stand apart from what is expected and normal." We aren't necessarily all called to be superheroes, although you might be. But we are all called to do something, to reach out to people who are in darkness and offer them hope. We are all called to make the love of God evident in the world we live in. I chose this scripture for today as I was thinking about our confirmation class. This class is the salt of the earth and the light of the world. They are each unique with their own gifts and personalities. They are smart, creative, musical, and caring. They offer flavor to our world through their acting and plays, their artwork, their musical performances. Some of them use their words, spoken and written, to make others think and build others up. They reflect God's love as they participate in the missions work that we do, as they serve in their church, as they add their voices to care for people who lack voice. I am so proud of the youth in this congregation. The world is a better place because they are here. So my dear confirmands, and the rest of you can listen too if you want, do not let the world take away your salt and light. Do not let the world take away your spiciness and brightness. The world can be hard, and some days will not feel like you're being salt and light. There will come a time when you'll feel like unsalted chips. School can be overwhelming. It's inevitable that you will experience loss either through death or a broken relationship, because most of us do not marry our first boyfriend or girlfriend, or a long-distance move. Or there may be a day that you thought was perfect until you discover someone saying not so nice things about you on social media and it breaks your heart. Hard things happen, but do not let them destroy you. Find ways to keep the spiciness and brightness in your life. And here are some ways that I thought of that you could take care of your spirit and stay bright. Pray. If you get in the habit now of talking with God, you will be encouraged by God's presence in your life. Read. Read scripture, read good books, read good blogs, read things that make you feel stronger. Create something. Write a poem or a piece of music, paint a picture, bake something. The act of creating builds confidence in us. Have friends and mentors, and you all have mentors, who can encourage you when you need it. Spend time with your family. Your family is your biggest fans. Don't ever forget that. And when you need them, they will be there for you. So spend time with them. They are important people in your life. Take a walk in the park or a hike in the woods. Being in nature always makes us feel better. Exercise. It always puts you on that kind of a little exercise high afterwards, so it helps us feel better. All of these things can help you maintain a healthy balance in your life and ways that you can see God in the world. Start now to make some of these things part of your life. It's hard to start new habits when your life is already too full. I know you all, and you can change the world. We have talked about your beliefs and your doubts, We've talked about what it means to be a Christian and a Methodist. I am counting on you to be a source of God's love for others, to be salt and light in the world, so that all are welcome in our churches, so that the poor are cared for, so that justice for all becomes the reality for more and more people. Be the church that leads the world in becoming a place where God's light shines briefly. And don't let anybody ever tell you that you can't, because you can, and you are the best people. I am so proud of you and who you are, and I am so thankful that you are part of this congregation. Amen.